Texte numéro 27. ETA members struggle to confront murderous past. Basque separatists are starting to seek forgiveness from victims after the group declared an end to its campaign of violence. The hand stretched out to Iñaki Garcia was at least figuratively covered in blood. But when the 50-year-old university lecturer walked into a cold, anonymous meeting room in the Basque regional capital of Vitoria a few months ago, and a member of the terrorist group that killed his father put out his hand, Garcia decided to shake it. I had no idea what he was going to say, whether he was going to try to justify what he had done, but I believe that people should be given a chance, he explained. In fact, he was more nervous than I was. We spoke for 20 minutes before he could look me in the eye. Garcia was meeting one of the few members of the Basque separatist group ETA, prepared to express genuine repentance for the killing of 829 people over the past 43 years. The encounter came as the Basques, tired of senseless bloodshed, sensed that peace might finally come to this small northern region of Spain. For many years, ETA victims kept their heads down, especially in places like San Sebastian, where victims' families had to put up with graffiti telling them to give us back the bullet. That changed over time, but then Garcia realized that many victims had themselves become haters. I was worried about the messages I was hearing opposed to reconciliation. Then I got a call asking if I was interested in meeting ETA prisoners who had done some soul-searching and wanted to ask the victims for pardon. I said yes, he said. He will not name the man he met, but knows, although he was not involved in Garcia's father's death, that he had killed several people. He had spent 20 years in jail and is now on day release, he said. He spoke from the heart. He said, I ask forgiveness. I said I couldn't, that only the families of his many victims could do that. They spoke for an hour and three quarters. It wasn't easy, but it was harder for him. It must be tough to come to terms with the fact that you have destroyed other people's lives as well as your own, he said. He told me that ETA required total obedience. They became machines, going out and killing without asking why their target had to be murdered. Then they went home to play with their children. Garcia believes all ETA members should ask for pardon, though he knows many will not. It's the only way to close the wounds, even though victims are not obliged to pardon them, he said. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2011.